Consider with me this morning the man Paul. First of all, I want to say this. He was a man of self-sacrifice. He didn't have to be a man of self-sacrifice. And the cost was never the issue with Paul. Paul never added the cost up and said, this is too much for me to pay. It's interesting, the scriptures actually tell us that he said on occasion, look, as an apostle, I had a right to demand certain things from you. And you had the obligations to meet them. But I didn't do that. Not because it was wrong to. It was right to, or he wouldn't have mentioned it. I didn't choose to. He was a man just given to sacrifice, and no one made him that way. He just sacrificed himself. Said, I will pay the price. No man's going to say, they put me in the ministry. Look at 1 Thessalonians 2. Would you like to look at a few? We're going to do a lot of walking with our fingers this morning, so get your fingers ready and turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And we're going to read a few verses here. First of all, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, we're going to read from verse 6. Nor did we seek glory from men, see? Neither from you or from others, when we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. So apparently I've got certain demands I could make, he says, and I didn't make them. I chose not to. Not because I shouldn't, I didn't want to. Look at verse 9, 1 Thessalonians 2. For you remember, he says, you were there, brethren, our labor and toil, for laboring night and day. Now right there, how many are complaining? That's too much work. That's too hard. You require too much of me. I never have a break. What about a good time? I thought I was supposed to have the Abrahamic blessings of God and be living the good life. Well, you just meet a man named Paul who could have said all of that. And for the cause of the gospel, said none of it. For you remember, brethren, our labor and toil, for laboring night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you, we preach to you the gospel of God. He said, I could have exercised my rights. I could have said I should have this and I should have that and you should treat me in this way. He said, I put all of that aside. And on top of that, I worked day and night so that none of you could say, I backed him up, I made him who he is. He paid his own way, and I want you to know, day and night's day and night.
That's right.
Have a look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 with me, ladies and gentlemen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, and in verse 7, we read this. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow us. For we were not disorderly among you, nor did we eat anyone's bread free of charge, but worked with labor and toil night and day that we might not be a burden to any of you. Not because we don't have our authority. I've got authority to do this, he says, but to make ourselves an example of how you should follow us. Isn't that something? He said, I had some lessons you need to learn, and it was important for me to do this. He says, in the next verse, some of you are bums, need to find out you're supposed to work. Look at verse 10. For even when we were with you, we commanded you this, if anyone will not work, you shouldn't eat. He said, well, I was going to, my series of sermons in that particular revival was about, if you don't work, you shouldn't eat, so I figured I'd better not charge you. I'll just come and work and eat and show you that's what you're supposed to do. And you're going to say, how in the thunder did you work and eat and preach? He said, I'll show you how, because I need this church to catch on. It's not a handout system. That's what he was saying. He had every right to. None of the apostles said they did. As a matter of fact, the Bible says you shouldn't muzzle the ox that treads out the corn. It says the laborers who labor in the word should be worthy of double portion. So it wasn't as though he was setting a new precedent here. He had a message to preach, and the message was, get to work and pay your way and get the gospel out. And I'm going to tell you, here, watch me, I'll do this. We won't be taking up an offering during my revival services, but if you look for me during the day, look for me on the banks of the river, because I'll be there mending nets and setting up my business there, because I'm going to finance my way and show you you can work in the day and you can preach at night and you don't have to stand around and say, I'm so tired, I'm so abused, I'm so misunderstood, I'm so taken advantage of, I need you to give me this and recognize, hold it, he said. There's a greater cause. We're talking here about a man of self-sacrifice. No one told him to do this, but he of his own will said, you know, there's some things I'm going to pay, and I want to do it. And I'm not going to sit around whining and saying, well, dear God, I haven't got any time left. I haven't got any ability left. I just have to work. Why don't you take care of me? Where's God? Your word says, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. How come I have to work? How come I don't have anything? Perhaps God is waiting for you to catch on to the fact that getting the gospel out isn't about you and your comfort. Oh, it isn't, folks.